So as we come to the table of the Lord today, I want to continue on out of this 8th chapter of Romans in an attempt to bring understanding to this activity which we call the communion table, or the table of the Lord, or the table of grace. So at this table, we have before us two elements. Hopefully, since you saw it's a communion, you have the elements prepared. We have a cup of wine. Water, juice, whatever is okay. It's a symbol. Jesus used wine, not grape juice. I'm using wine. We have a piece of broken bread. You know, I've taken it with animal crackers or other substance. They are but symbols. The substance is Christ, whom we are to remember as we partake in these elements. In this 24th verse, we have of Romans 8, it says, "For we are saved by hope. At this table, in remembering Jesus Christ and what he has done, what he has made complete in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, we are given a picture of what he has done, of what he has completed. We are given a picture of ourselves, wherein it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have all gone our own way. Best definition of sin the Bible offers, but it doesn't end there. It says, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is a picture of God. This is a declaration of God that all our sins have been laid on Christ. And by his life, that is the price paid for our redemption, our sins have been removed because they were taken off of us and laid on Christ. That's our hope. Does that mean as some would suggest, that we are no longer sinners. No, as long as we are in this flesh and blood body, we're going to sin. But we have this hope. That there is a day when all sin will be removed. Likewise, this which is represented by the cup, likewise this bread, representing a symbol of the broken body of Jesus. Isaiah also declares unto us that he took upon himself all our sicknesses and diseases and carried the pains thereof away. And by the word of God, by the promise of God, we have this hope I don't think. In fact, I know there are some who will listen to this communion who are sick, who have taken this communion tape, this communion rite, and continue to be sick. But we have this hope because God's word has declared it. And Jesus fulfilled it. Now, because of the hope, faith is engendered. And this table of the Lord is an act of faith based upon our hope. He goes on to say, Paul, in that 24th verse, but hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we eagerly await for it. At this table, we should be eager for that which we hope for. Now, should God add icing on the cake, that is, heal us, actually heal us because of our hope, then we have to turn our attention to another hope, being another promise of God. While we await the manifestation of the adoption, to wit, the manifestation that we are sons and daughters of God. Now, faith puts this hope into action. It doesn't have to be some high liturgical ceremony. It is not some mysterious transubstantiation. As we take this cup, looking unto Jesus, our hope is in Him and what He has done. For the Scripture declares that by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been cleansed from all our sins. And that being our hope, we take this cup, remembering Jesus and thanking God for His grace. And we act in faith, taking this cup, as He said we should do. Take it with me and say, thank you, Lord, for your grace. Likewise, the bread. I think the last time I did a communion, I told you about a problem with my neck. We're probably a month later. I'm still having a problem with my neck. But my hope is not diminished. It continues. And I have confidence, in fact, that by His stripes, I was healed. I'm not seeing it, but that's my hope. And I put that hope in action by taking this bread, one act, and declaring with my mouth, my hope, which is faith, it's hope in action, as I hope all of you would also do, looking unto Jesus and saying with me that by His stripes I was healed. And we add the word Amen. which means no doubt. And we take it in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, it's that simple. Faith is putting our hope into action. And our hope is based upon what God has said. Though we may not see it, we have this hope, and because of it, we do with faith put our hope into action.